Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, your ADHD information station where we help those with ADHD pay attention to attention. With your host, ADHD and attention coach, Jeff Copper.
Welcome, everybody, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. I'm your host, ADHD and attention coach, Jeff Copper. Our topic tonight, ADHD, what's obvious about being productive? And with us in our virtual studio is Lynn Idris, who is a productivity coach. So we've got a great person for a great topic. Real quickly, tonight is May the 2nd, year 2018, at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our show tonight is being brought to you by children and adults with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Recently, I guess several months ago, Attention Magazine used to be able to get it only if you were a CHAD member. Now you can get it on a standalone basis. And so we're thrilled that CHAD's actually having a promotional. So we're offering two free digital copies of Attention Magazine. And all you have to do is listen to the show. We're going to give out secret words during this show, as we have on all of our shows since May. And all you have to do is write the secret words down and write the date of the show and or the title of the show. And if you could email three of those, the date and the secret word or the title and secret word, to Attention at Attention Talk Radio, we'll get you all set up with those digital copies of Attention Magazine. Our show is being brought to you tonight, and Chad's got a little tip for you. So let's run that, and we'll get into the meat of the show.
Many people report that exercise improves ADHD symptoms and relieves stress and anxiety. Find what works for you. Dancing, yoga, running, or long walks. Choose a fitness plan and find strategies that help you stick with it. For more tips, visit Chad's website at helpforadhd.org.
Thank you again, Chad, for that great tip and your support. For those who are not aware of Chad, they're the largest not-for-profit organization that advocates on behalf of those with ADHD. We encourage all of our listeners to become members. There's great benefits like the magazine, discounts to their conferences, and many other things. But the real reason to be a member is to support them, because they help speak with one voice on Capitol Hill, different regulatory agencies. So we are all one, and Healthy Chad is a healthy ADHD community. So, let's get into the meat of the show. Tonight, we have Lynn Idris. She is a productivity and ADD coach specializing in working with professionals struggling to reach their potential due to disorganization, time management, procrastination, and weak follow-through. Sounds like the definition of ADD. She's a graduate of the ADD Coach Academy Advanced Coach Training Program and the International Coach Federation. What makes Lynn's coaching style unique is that she has been where her clients are. Having ADHD herself, she has gone from living in a state of chaos and overwhelmed to live in a life of calmness and success. She helps her clients start firing on all cylinders in all areas of their life so that they can have more money, more time, more energy for what they love. You can learn more about Lynn at her website at coachingadvantages.com. And let me spell that. That's coachingadvantages.com. With that, Lynn, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Jeff. I'm excited to be here.
Well, I'm thrilled that you are here. You and I were having a little bit of a conversation before we're getting ready for tonight's show. And the thing about being productive, it really starts with you. Can you talk to our listeners about that concept, and we'll get into things?
It really does. It starts with self-awareness, and it starts with your strengths, and it starts with, you know, how you're perceiving yourself, how you're talking to yourself, how you're viewing and what your feelings are about your strengths and about what your challenges are. So it really does start with you. And the key to productivity is also with you. It's not in some, you know, sort of magic system that someone else has created. That I know many of my clients come to me, you know, having plugged themselves or tried to plug themselves into other people's systems, into, you know, kind of canned systems or the way other people try to do things. And, you know, it rarely ends up with something that really sticks. So it really does start with the individual, and it ends with the individual as well, right? I mean, it's all about us and how we do things. And, you know, as you know, your training too at the ADD Coach Academy, our fundamental premise is a strength-based approach to managing your challenges. So, you know, that's what we want to teach our clients. That's what we want to help people with ADHD learn when they're trying to improve their productivity, is what comes naturally to them, because that's going to be what's easiest to sustain and going to be what's easiest to stick with for the long haul.
Can you tell us about when clients come to you the first time, how do you work with them a little bit to kind of help them gain that awareness of themselves to build on it?
Well, of course, you know, I always say your ADD is as unique as your thumbprint, and so are your strengths, and so are your challenges. There's always sort of the common, you know, garden variety challenges we tend to struggle with, you know, the executive function stuff, the organization, the, you know, perception of time, all of those sort of typical ADD things. But each individual's strengths are going to be a little bit different depending on, you know, how they process information, what comes naturally to them, how they organize things naturally. Every single one of us has areas where we are organized, where we sort of do have our stuff together. And so what I want to do with my clients is help them get in touch with what works, what comes naturally to them, you know, dig at what's already working and where, so that we can apply that to the areas where they're struggling. And it's, you know, it's really important. It's important for everybody, obviously, to be working from their strengths. I mean, just in general, we all have natural gifts and talents and ways of doing things. But for those of us with ADHD, with our, you know, dopamine deficiency, with our struggle with, mm-hmm. with motivation, with our struggle with consistency, when you're doing things in a way that's natural to you, that works with, you know, your processing style and your own, you know, your tendencies, it's going to be easier for you to maintain consistently. It's going to be easier for you to stick with it. And that's, you know, that's a pretty universal challenge among people with ADHD. It's that consistency,
yep, yep.
that follow through. So that's, it's
yep.
really important to get the client in touch with, you know, what works for them.
Yep,
and most
yep.
of, you know, the drill, I mean, most adults come to my coaching practice. I'm sure you see this a lot as well, feeling like nothing works because
yep,
they're
yep.
so focused on what doesn't work. And that's a big shift that we need to help them toward, is to,
yep.
to looking at what is working rather than just focusing on what's not.
Yeah, you know, I couldn't agree with you more. You know, one of the things that I do, Lynn, when people first come, the first thing that we do is there's a small learning exercise that I have them do that – and I say it's an exercise because everybody thinks of it's like a test. And it's funny because they do this and it comes out with some information. And I say it's not always right, but it just gives us some clues. And the first thing I do is I begin to ask questions because I get really curious on how they learn. Because to me, learning is actually – it's about organization and processing. And I'll ask them questions like, you know, the night before a test, you know, where were you, what you were doing. I'm literally looking for the – if they're like in bright light or no light, or if they're music or white noise going on, or if they're in the dorm room. I'm really looking for the situational variabilities. Are they talking with their friends and stuff? Because if I can find and isolate that, hey, we've got a kinesthetic verbal processor that maps things out on a board – you get a vision of that stuff, and that helps me understand if they think that way in their head and they organize it, that begins to help me look for and identify their external world. Because I like what you had said earlier, that everybody is organized. It's just maybe a beginning of really kind of looking for how you're organized first. You want to speak to that, your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. We all, no matter how organized you or disorganized you think you are, you know, whatever, how much of a hot mess you think you are, there are areas in your life where you're on top of things. There are things that you can find consistently, for example. And usually, not always, everybody's, again, a little bit different, but usually it's something around maybe a passion or a value or something like that. So I'll start digging mm-hmm. with my clients at, you know, what is it that you can always find? And a lot of times it'll come from maybe like a hobby. So most fishermen know where their favorite lures are. Most golfers
yep.
know, you know, where their shoes are. You know, most photographers can find their favorite lens. You know, they might not remember, you know, what they did with something else or where they put their car keys, but most of the time, you know, we can find these areas where we are organized. So we want to look at what it is they're doing differently, you know, in those areas, how they're managing them differently, how they remember. Again, like you said, you know, do you visualize it? Is it easy for you to find because it's in, you know, maybe your favorite camera lens is in a bright red bag? Or, you know,
mm-hmm.
kind of dig at those sort of things. But also, how are you thinking about that as compared to how you're thinking about maybe trying to find a home for your car keys that you can use consistently and reliably? Because that's a really important piece of it, that sort of between the ear piece, right?
I love what you're saying. I particularly, you find that value-based thing. And, like, I remember this kid I was coaching a long time. Not kid, he was, like, in college, and his mother was complaining that he was disorganized. But he went scuba diving. It was flawless. He was always organized. And, you know, you don't have the right stuff out there, you can die. And it was funny because we were just saying, well, let's just start with – let's just take about how he packs and his whole process to go to pack to go scuba diving, because something's going right there. And it's really sometimes about really stepping back and studying it. And it was funny because this kid in particular had stuff that was seemingly all over the place. It was just a pile of garbage. And I've always kind of like laughed because I think a lot of people associate organization with pretty. And to me, if you know where it is and you can put your hands on it, it's organized. Now, it might not look very, very well. It could be unsightly, but pretty and organization isn't necessarily the same synonymous. And it was cool as we began to identify this kid's process of organizing that stuff. There were some clear patterns, like different types of things he remembered categorically, like where they would be logically at different places. And as we began to unearth that, we began to understand that system, which I think I'm hearing – or maybe I'm putting words in your mouth and I don't mean to, is that once you understand those characteristics, then you can begin to look at other areas in terms of productivity and say, if this isn't here, let's bring it to the party.
Absolutely. Right. Because productivity is like a big umbrella term for a whole bunch of different skills and systems and tools and behaviors and habits. And it's, you know, all of these things sort of need to come together for us to be productive. If you're completely disorganized physically, it's hard to be productive. If you don't know where your cell phone is half the time, and you waste a lot of time looking for things, you know, whatever that might be for you, it's hard to be productive. It's hard to use your time efficiently when you're wasting a lot of time looking for things. If your calendar is a mess, or if you can't find your calendar, or if you, you know, don't have good sort of organization in your calendar system, you're going to have a hard time being productive. You're going to be last minute-y. You're going to be, you know, racing the clock all the time. There are so many different things that come into what it means to be productive. And we really need to look at each of those things. And we really need to look at how we can make each of those things easier, because it really is, it's complex. It's like a big, I would say it's like a big, you know, tangled ball of spaghetti. But once you can untangle it a little bit, you can make really small improvements in several different areas that can have a big payoff in the long run.
Oh my God. I love that. I got a story I want to tell on that one, but before, I don't want to get into it. So let's run to a break real quick. Everyone, to learn more about Lynn, go to her website at coachingadvantages.com. And you have a little goodie for us tonight. You want to share with that?
I do. Yeah. You visit my website at coachingaddvantages.com. You can sign up there, or you can text the keyword hack, H-A-C-K, to 444-999, and I'll send you 7 foolproof productivity hacks.
All right. Everybody, remember that. And our tonight's secret word is about. Again, the secret word is about, and with that, we'll be right back after these messages.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Transform lives as a professionally trained ADHD coach at the ADD Coach Academy. ADHD coaching is in demand, a calling, and a career. Learn how you can change lives by going to addca.com/ATR. That's addca.com/ATR.
The average annual cost of attending college starts around $25,000. Students who have ADHD are at high risk of dropping out because they haven't learned the critical skills they need to succeed in school. Protect your investment with an Edge Foundation coach, specifically trained to help students with ADHD and executive function challenge make the transition from high school to college. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more, or call 206-632-9497 and use promo code EDGE to get your free college success guide.
Get it right with Omega Bright, the premier natural advanced omega-3 formula for improved attention and focus. Omega Bright was formulated by Dr. Carol Locke while on faculty at Harvard Medical School and was the first high-concentrate omega-3 on the market. Omega Bright is recommended by New York Times bestseller and leading ADHD authority, Dr. Ned Hollowell, who takes Omega Bright and recommends Omega Bright to all his patients. Order Omega Bright today. Visit OmegaBright.com or call 1-800-699-6525. Enter code ATTENTION on checkout for the chance to win a month's supply of Omega Bright.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a time timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
Managing ADHD is about pausing before you ponder and proceed. This opportunity to practice pausing is being brought to you by digcoaching.com.
Do you have something those with ADHD need? Advertise on Attention Talk Radio. We are a narrowcast, internet-based radio show targeting those with or impacted by ADHD. To learn more about advertising opportunities, email attention at attentiontalkradio.com.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. We're having a great conversation with Lynn Idris on productivity. And it might be a little different than what you thought. You might have thought we were going to give you a whole bunch of specific tips, but I think we're giving you some better ones. I think it really all starts with you and understanding how you work. And, you know, Lynn, before the break, we were talking about, like, how to discover what happens. And one of the things that I've learned over the years and it's changed my mindset is those with ADHD, they gravitate to the most efficient or like water runs downhill, and if we just stop and watch what they're doing, it'll give us some signs as to kind of what is most efficient. And before the break, I was wanting to tell a story. There's this guy that I was coaching who wanted a new organizational calendar system, and I'm like, whoa, what? Let's just map out what you got. And it was interesting because as we talked about how he took care of his calendar and how he did appointments and everything, we realized it was absolutely flawless. The only breakdown in the system is when he was out of the office, like when he was home, and a thought or idea would come to him. How did he capture that in that moment so that he could get it back to the office and plug it into a system? Because he had this system, because sometimes things didn't work, he thought the whole system was wrong, whereas all we had to do was, how do we get some way to capture those ideas at the point they came into his head within seconds, literally? And if we could capture that, he could increase his productivity. And it was interesting because he was like, now don't get me wrong, it's been a little difficult, a challenge for having to pause and think about capturing it, but we didn't redesign everything because he's already been productive. I know with my clients, I kind of look at those things and say, hey, listen, if we look at their kind of points to them, are you kind of saying the same thing, or do you have any similar type stories to illuminate this?
Absolutely. I mean, I think I can't tell you how many people have come to my coaching practice and said, you know, you've got to help me set up a system, whether it's a calendar system or, you know, it's usually a big sort of a big picture, something that they want, you know, a time management system or a system, you know, productivity system in general. There are pieces that are already working, but usually they're trying to plug themselves into something, some either whether it's a canned system or somebody else's system. So I hear people all the time come to my coaching practice and say, you know, I'm a GTD dropout, I'm a Covey dropout, I'm a, you know, whatever, and I'm a hot mess, and I, you know, I'm all I do is, you know, insert whatever, you know, sort of individual complaint here is put out fires all day. I never get anything done. I'm never moving ahead on long-term projects, all of, you know, those kinds of things. When I get home at the end of the day, I'm exhausted. I've got nothing left for my family. I've got nothing left for myself.
Yep.
All of those kinds of things. But there are pieces in there that are working. But we ADDers tend to be, you know, we have that all or nothing black and white tendency. So we want to throw a whole system out and start from scratch. I am all about finding out what's working, because those things already come natural. Those things are going to be the things that are easiest to maintain, and then building around that. And the thing, like the example that you just gave, that what that guy needed was, in sort of the language that I use, he needed a vehicle to get an idea from right now to somewhere where he knew he could find it again to do something with it, if that's, you know, what that sort of concept or what that sort of thing was that he was trying to capture. That's a whole lot different than starting from scratch with a whole new time management system. That's a whole lot different than starting from scratch with, you know, a whole new way, you know, to track the things that you need to do. Or it's very different. It's much easier. And it also gives you some insight into, you know, what he's figured out works for him. And that's something I see a lot, and I'm sure you do as well, in my clients, is that they don't trust that something that works for them is something that should be looked at as sustainable. So it's sort of like they don't trust themselves that they've actually found something that's worth holding on to, because they've got this history of, you know, whether it's, you know, falling short of their potential or not being able to, you know, see things through or stick with certain things. But we've really got to look at those things that are already working. That's gold.
Yep.
And if we can latch onto that and sort of, you know, morph that into to more of the same and apply those things to the areas where you're struggling, it's going to be a whole lot easier for you to get where you want to go rather than starting from scratch. And, you know, so the example that you gave is exactly the kinds of things I see all the time. You know, I want a brand new calendar system, you know, get me set up with a brand new electronic calendar system. Well, let's look at what you're doing now. You know, look at what works about what you're doing right now, where it's falling short. And really, this is kind of a sort of, again, my language and the way I sort of frame it with clients is if you were doing a scientific experiment, you wouldn't go in and manipulate all the variables and hope there was some change. You would slowly and gradually manipulate variables independently so you can see what the cause and effect is, so you can see what happens when you make certain changes. So when we try to throw, you know, everything out and start with a brand new system, we're totally missing the boat on what already works and setting ourselves up for, you know, a lot more effort, a lot more angst. So I approach these things in sort of a slow and steady, sort of a, you know, as a scientist would, you know, manipulate variables in an experiment, because that's really what productivity is. It's a sort of a combination of a bunch of different systems, tools, and behaviors that we can tweak slowly, you know, a little bit at a time. First of all, it's easier to sustain change when you make it gradually, right? I mean, it's we know that. Everybody knows that. It's the all or nothing sort of, you know, you jump in and get going like gangbusters. That's a hard thing to sustain for the long haul. So the slow and steady in this sort of application actually really wins the race.
So I oh my God, I'm so excited. I love your mindset here. That the scientific mindset is kind of funny because Lynn, I describe in my mind a lot of times when I'm working with a client, they're talking about an area that they're struggling with, and I listen to it and I say, okay, tell me about a time where you actually accomplished kind of something that we're talking about. And I begin to ask them what's going on. And it's always a little bit awkward because I'm asking, like, you know, where were you the night before you were studying? They're like, I was studying. Like, no, where? I was at the library. No, where? I mean, were you next to the elevators? Were you on the fifth floor, the third floor, next to Starbucks? I mean, where were you? And I go through that whole process because I'm always looking for the situational variables. What was it at present then that's not present now that might have been the variable that's making that difference? And I try to reverse engineer it and say, oh, and try to isolate it. Then we'll run an experiment. Like, so there's a guy I coached one time who hadn't cleaned his garage in like 5 years, but the last time he did it was with the housekeeper's wife. So I said, all right, if that was the variable, let's try to run an experiment where you clean the garage with the sun. And he did, and it worked. And we began to sit there and say, okay, this is that body double concept that kind of comes into place.
Right.
But that process of kind of looking at your successes or your systems as the clues to determine what works for you in a scientific way, I really like that mindset. I mean, I really, really like that mindset. And I think that if people were to go about this, they're going to find what comes easy and comes natural, as you described. And it's
Absolutely.
Literally a self-awareness. It starts with you.
It does. That's exactly right. And it's self-awareness. And, you know, there are lots of things, you know, once you've been an ADD coach for as long as we have, you know, we've got lots of tips and tricks and suggestions and things like that. But it's about the individual. It's about understanding how you work best, why you work best that way, you know, how your brain wiring gets in the way, why your brain wiring gets in the way from like the neurobiology, neurophysiology piece of it, what your strengths are, what your natural tendencies are, so that you can apply that in your life, you know, anytime you want. You've got to know
Absolutely.
Your sort of sweet spot of structure, your sweet spot of, you know, where you fall in sort of the structure continuum. You want to be right where you have enough structure, you have enough sort of firmness or rigidity, whatever you want to call it, in the way you do things and your systems and your calendar and all of that, so that it supports you, but not so much that you push back against it, or not so much that you're sort of, I always call it, my inner 3-year-old comes out and says, you know, you're not the boss of me, you can't make me do it, I'm going to go to Facebook or something like that. But you've got to find your sweet spot. You've got to know where your trouble spots are too. I call them your danger zones. And your danger zones are going to be different than mine, Jeff. I know, you know, what kinds of things are time sinks for me. I know what kinds of things I'm going to naturally want to procrastinate on. I, you know, and that's what I want for my clients. I want them to know themselves so well that they know what to do when they're stuck. They know what to do when they're overwhelmed.
Absolutely.
When they get,
absolutely,
you know, to a point where, you know, we all find ourselves from time to time, you know, anxious and overwhelmed and stressed out and not keeping up the way we were before, it, so that you can stop and look and say, hey, this piece is missing. This piece that supports me so well, whether it's my, you know, the to-do list system and how I've, you know, kind of customized that for myself, or whether it's your, you know, your calendar or your planning habit or, you know, whatever that is. So you know what, you know, what it is that slips, so you can put it right back in place again and not get yourself so far behind the eight ball that you've created a, you know, a crisis that you have to dig yourself out of.
Absolutely. Tell you what, let's go to break again. We come back. I'm going to try to share a little bit of a personal experience and some of my systems that have kind of helped me be productive, and let you kind of comment on, Lynn, if I'm doing the right thing or the wrong thing. Before we go off to a break, everybody, her website is coachingadvantages.com. And can you share with us the steps to get your productivity tips?
Absolutely. You can go to coachingaddvantages.com and you can enter there, or you can text the keyword hack, H-A-C-K, to 444-999 and get your 7 foolproof productivity hacks.
And everybody, the secret word tonight is about. Again, secret word is about. And with that, we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Change your life by learning more about managing ADHD. Other places give you a few tips. The ADD Coach Academy will change your life. To find out more, go to addca.com/ATR. That's addca.com/ATR.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
You can't go off to college with them, but we can. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more how an EDGE coach can help your student reach their full potential. You can also call 206-632-9497 and use promo code EDGE and get a free college success guide.
The Attention Talk Network has over 450 interviews and more than 210 hours of programming, which is overwhelming if you think about it. That's why I've made my list top 10 favorite Attention Talk radio interviews. Download the list at www.digcoaching.com/ATR.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back. We're here with Lynn Andrews. We're talking about ADHD and productivity. And so we've talked a lot about kind of understanding yourself to understand your system. And so, you know, Lynn, back in the 80s, I used to sell group insurance for Aetna Insurance Company. And when we would sell like a health insurance program to like a company with 500 lives, there's all kinds of things that needed to get done, like ID cards and booklets and policies. And it was just confirming rates with underwriting. It was kind of crazy. And the need to keep track all that stuff was difficult. But over a period of time, I began to realize that I would compartmentalize different types of things into what I call a container. And I use the word container as opposed to a file, because it's just something that has everything on that topic. And I stumbled into a guy who was using the system where at his secretary desk, he had 31 hanging files. Each file had a number on it representing the day of the month. And what he would do is when he would have a file, and I began to look at it, as I began to realize there's a structure to what I did, and I would, in the file, I would put stuff related to that item. And on the left side, I would put a sheet of paper that was stapled. And every time I touched the file, I'd write a note on it. And if I needed to do something, I'd send something off to somebody. I would say, they should follow up in about a week. And my secretary would take it and drop it into the file folder that was 7 days from the date I did it. So like if today is like the 10th, it would be in the 17th. And every morning she would bring me everything that was in the file folder the 17th. And I would go through it. And I began to realize it was really easy because I didn't have to rely on remembering things, and all my notes and stuff were there. And it helped for my working memory to see everything and to see my notes to remember what I was doing next time. And then I would determine if it was resolved, in which case I would go file it somewhere in its home, or it'd go in the trash, Or I would have another action item and I would have it go out in my inbox into the hanging folders, you know, maybe 3 days later. And so that thing would revolve through my system until it got dealt with and trashed and or filed. And it was funny because I began to, wait a second, this is really, really easy, because I quit waking up in the middle of the night worrying about what was having to do. Now, every day, diligently, I had to spend the time to go through the files, but I actually began to realize I knew what was going on so well that I could actually call in when I was out and have my secretary just walk me through my notes, and I could continue the system when I wasn't there. And, you know, I found that that was my productivity system, and when the world went digital, I didn't switch. I actually use the same system right now. So under my inbox and my Outlook is 31 files, each representing the days. And so like when we got ready for the show, I put together a kit and I send it off to Lynn. And I think, she needs to approve this. And I wait, because when I send it, I take it out of my sent items. And if it's the 10th and I think, she'll take about a week, I'll put it into the 17th. And every day when I wake up, I go to my folder that says 17. I move everything from that folder into my inbox and I deal with it. And once she approves it, I file it under the Lynn folder in my stuff. And I'm sharing this, Lynn, because it's a system that I developed over the years that works for me. It's very categorical. I have all my notes in a certain area so that each time it comes up, I have to skim through. It helps me remember and it relieves me of the burden. And if you send me an email that gets into my system, unless I misfile it by accident, which happens, 99% of everything is processed. And the thing is, I don't have to think. It just kind of – the system works itself. And anytime I deal with anything, I always embed that system, which is kind of funny because I don't like texts because I can't manage them, or direct messages on Facebook. I always have to copy those somehow and email it to myself to get into my system. So I wonder, what are your thoughts on that? Because literally that was born of myself. And again, it's a system that no matter where I go, whether it's digital paper, that fundamental system is embedded into it somehow because it works for me. Thoughts?
So you know what's important about that system for you. So in
yes.
the old days, in the old days when I worked in an office and we had, you know, office support, a secretary, she had what is referred to sort of in those terms as a tickler file. And I think that's what you're
yep.
what you're describing.
Yep.
So of course nowadays in digital life there's a million different ways to set that up for yourself. But really what it is you're able to let go of that stuff and free up your mind, free up your working memory, free up your attention, and free yourself from the stress of you know, everything else that's kind of hanging out in your mind, because you know that stuff is, you know, captured. You know that you know
yep.
where that stuff is. You know that you can put your fingers on it again. It's got a flow to it, so there's predictability. That's
mm-hmm.
huge. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a million different ways. Really, probably there are, you know, maybe an infinite number of different ways to do that for yourself, to set something up for yourself so that incoming information has a flow,
yep.
so that you know, where things go, so that you can retrieve things in ways that work for you, and so that you have some sort of a tickler, some sort of a reminder, some sort of a prompt or cue in the future that brings it back to your attention in some way that works for you. I think
yep.
that's awesome. And it sounds very similar to something that I do, but more sort of electronic calendar based. But it's
yep.
you
it's,
know fundamentally what's important about that system for you, and you've adapted it from, you know, from paper to digital. I think that's awesome. And it really
and
is about what works for you.
And what's interesting is how like a pop-up will work for somebody, an alarm will work for somebody
mm-hmm.
else. I actually use tasks in a certain type of way because I have to have a running list of notes on kind of what's going on so I can mirror that around so
mm-hmm.
I can do what's going on. So what I've described, actually, there's a gazillion different variations that are based off the individual. And, you know, one of the things, Lynn, I think in talking we both agree is you can go read the books and you can look at the systems, but it really starts with the system. You can't change your brain to fit the system. But if you understand your brain, you can adjust the system to kind of fit it. And for me as a coach, I found the key to productivity is map the systems to your brain, not try to change your brain to adapt to the system.
Absolutely, 100%. You can't change how your brain is wired. You can
yep.
you can work with it, right? And you need to work with it because when you're not working with your brain, if you're not working with your natural strengths, your natural tendencies, you're working a lot harder than you need to be working. And you're expending
yep.
a lot of energy, maybe hanging on to things in your mind that, you know, you're worrying about. You know, whenever I have one of those nights or one of those, you know, sort of middle of the night things where I wake up thinking about something, or I have a hard time falling asleep because, you know, the mental gerbils are kind of popping in and out.
Yep.
Anytime it's anything task or responsibility related, that's a sign to me that I'm sort of off my game with keeping up with my own personal system for task management. Because ideally, when you come up with a system that works for you, as yours does, and as mine does, and as we set up for our clients, you can let go of that stuff, and you can know with a great degree of certainty that it's going to come back around to your attention when you need it. It's going to be taken care of. You know, you're not wasting a lot of time trying to remember, you know, what goes where, how. You know, how things are filed or how things are recorded. I mean, you're working with what comes natural to you. And with our dopamine deficiency, with our struggle with the neurotransmitter dopamine, it's hard for us to feel motivated for any extended period of time to do something that isn't, you know, intrinsically interesting or stimulating or fun or, you know, any of those sort of, you know, shiny, whatever it is, you know, for the individual. So we really need to err on the side of easy, because easy doesn't require nearly as much mental energy. Easy doesn't require nearly as much, you know, brain power, and it frees us up for other things.
I've always said hard is overrated.
It is.
Think easy.
It is.
So I know we could probably add another 30 minutes to this, but given the time we need to pull things together, any last thoughts or something before we bring this to a close?
Really, you know, what I really want people to take away from this is there's nothing wrong with you because you couldn't plug yourself into some sort of, you know, pre-boxed system. There really isn't anything wrong with you because you can't do things the way your coworker does or your husband does or your wife does. For heaven's sake, you know, I've been married for 30 years to probably the most neurotypical linear engineer in the world, and there's no way I could make his systems work for me. But my systems don't make sense for him either. They wouldn't make sense. They wouldn't be sustainable. There's nothing wrong with the way you're doing things. You need to find what works for you. Really, you know, look at the pieces and the parts of your productivity individually and see what small improvements you can make. You know, it's really all about the self-awareness. And then, you know, watching where your mind goes in terms of your self-talk when you stumble, when you struggle, when you're faced with something that is historically not something that, you know, you're really good at or you've had great success at, because you've got to crack that nut, right? If you don't address the way you're thinking about the things that you struggle with, that struggle is not going to go away.
Yep.
You know, it's difficult to have the right kinds of success that are going to be sustainable.
Yep. And, you know, I think that one thing is I think that ADD coaches out there in general were born of the need of people to help those with ADHD observe what works in their life. And I hope our listeners out there are really kind of like, we're talking about self-observation. We're talking about looking at what goes right. And you're not just really always born with those skills. I know, Lynn, you've developed it. I can tell in your language that the whole engineer concept is – scientific type of research type thing or look at things is the mindset that you need. And again, if you're listening to this, sometimes you do just need some help. So somebody on the outside to kind of help you see what's really kind of there. So with all that, Lynn, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you coming on the show.
Well, thanks so much for having me. It was lots of fun. You're right. We could talk about this for, for hours.
Yeah,
it's something I'm obviously very passionate about, and go ahead.
Absolutely. We might have to do a little bit of a sequel. So anyway, thank you so much, everybody. To learn more about Lynn, go to her website at coachingaddadvantages.com. With that, we hope you've enjoyed this issue.
Coachingaddadvantages.com. Thank you.
Absolutely. Catch us next week for another great edition. Take care.